Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily. You know that feeling when your mind starts playing those negative, what if loops? Like, you're walking down the street, everything's going great, then bam, suddenly you're picturing every possible way things could go wrong. Trust me, I am a total pro at that game. But guess what? We can actually turn the script on those negative thoughts and make them work for us. Today, we're diving into the power of reframing, because let's face it, life throws enough curveballs without our own minds adding to the chaos, right? Think about it. Your thoughts are like little blueprints shaping your reality. When you focus on the negative, you're basically building a fortress of fear and self-doubt. But when you reframe those thoughts, you're constructing a mental skyscraper solid, resilient, and ready to take on anything. So, how do we pull this off? First up, become aware. Start paying attention to those negative thought patterns. What triggers them? Is it social media, a stressful situation, or just your own internal critic? Once you identify the source, you can start challenging those thoughts. Ask yourself, is this really true? Is there another way to look at this? Often, we get stuck in black and white thinking, but reality is much more nuanced. Next, practice gratitude. Seriously, it works. When you focus on what's good in your life, even the small things, it shifts your perspective and makes those negative thoughts seem less powerful. Imagine this. You're feeling anxious about a presentation. Instead of dwelling on what could go wrong, take a moment to appreciate the opportunity to share your ideas, the chance to learn from others, and the fact that you even have the skills to give the presentation in the first place. Remember, reframing isn't about ignoring negativity, it's about changing your relationship with it. You can acknowledge the negative thought without letting it control you. Think of it like this. Those thoughts are just clouds passing by. You don't need to get caught up in the storm. Just observe them and let them move on. Okay, let me give you a real-world example. Imagine you're going for an interview, super exciting, right? But what if you start thinking, what if I bomb it? What if they think I'm not qualified? Negative thoughts hitting hard. Here's where reframing comes in. Instead of focusing on the potential disaster, try shifting your perspective. Remind yourself of all the preparation you've done, your unique skills and experiences, and how much you have to offer. You got this. Remember, folks, you have the power to choose your thoughts. It's not always easy, but with practice and a little mental fortitude, you can reframe those negative thoughts into opportunities for growth and resilience. You're not just surviving, you're thriving. So, go out there, embrace the challenge, and remember, your mindset is your superpower. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little mental fortitude boost. And leave a review if you found it helpful, it really makes a difference. Until next time, keep those thoughts positive and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.